Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to have Elizabeth Anglin on the show. She is a very gifted psychic medium who helps people connect with their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body, optimizing physical and emotional wellness, accelerating healing, and overcoming grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past two decades, Elizabeth has helped both people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. And I wish I could say that Elizabeth was in the studio. I know she knows we have a show tonight because she posted on Facebook today, and I just left a message for her. So we're just going to have to hang in there for a while, folks. In the meantime, I'm going to go to one of my fans who's also a regular guest on the show, and her name is Diana McClintock. And Diana might have some messages from Spirit for you. She does angel card readings. And Diana, I hope I'm not imposing on you, but I'm hoping you're willing to help me out. Diana, hi there.
Hi, I sure will. Let me open up my sliding door, and I think I know where those cards are, and I'll draw one for the show, and then maybe Elizabeth will get on here. She's one of my favorite friends. I post. She's got such lovely posts. You just got to read her posts. She's just a lovely person, even outside of being a medium. So, let's see if we... Yeah, they're right there. So, all right, let's draw one. And I found my fan, too. I was looking for it earlier. I said, I wish I could find my fan. It was right there with the card. It's kind of sticky out here. I'm still living on the road, but I got my very first Social Security check, so I am officially 62 years old now.
And, oh, boy.
I'm looking for a room so I can fix up the van well enough to do some traveling. Passion.
Right.
We got passion. Archangel Haniel, passion. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. Most people who call in want to know about those things, and those are usually not the things that I read because I'm intuitive and a high vibrational person more than a psychic. So tonight, for the people who are wondering about their love life and career, Haniel sets a call on her, and she will help you trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. So if you're just going out for job interviews but you have no passion, it's probably not working out and you don't know which one's going to work for you. But if you have a passion or you start feeling the spirit move during one of those interviews, then that might be the one you're going to develop a passion for. So this one is all about passion. So maybe tonight's theme can be passion, and I hope Elizabeth can get in. She might be maybe an hour off in time or something because of the different time zones. I don't know. And
well, you know, that could be, Diana, what I might... Do you have another card to draw?
Yeah, I'll talk if you want to call her.
I think I will do that. Feel free to talk about whatever spirit brings to you. I'm going to check out who these other callers are. They're not numbers that are associated with her, but you never know. She might be calling in on another line.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much, hon.
You're welcome. So I'm
okay.
And Archangel Michael says, you are safe. He says a lot of things, but in this part, you're safe. I'm protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and your home. So if you're someone who's worried about bad things that are happening in the news, then just know that that's not really a part. If you're awake and you're doing the spiritual work, you're moving forward, you don't live in that realm, you don't worry about it, Archangel Michael can protect you because you might be doing the work, like something that helps people or moving yourself forward or helping yourself or learning yourself or correcting your self-talk or doing something like that. Don't worry about all that news because that's not where you live. And Archangel Michael, you just call on them, and they will protect you against the lower energies. And that's what all that news is the lower energies. They're not really what's functioning in this world anymore. That's what's dissolving. If you can move forward and get into the group that is recreating, you get to recreate. And if you believe in God, God's even recreating them, him herself as a creator, to help you recreate, because all this stuff of giving every person as unity a chance didn't really, really work out. Sure, we're still
Diana, let me interrupt you for a minute. I have Elizabeth
okay.
5. I don't know where you were in your remarks. Is there anything you wanted to finish up, or shall we go to Elizabeth?
No, we can go to Elizabeth. I think they got the point. When I talk about
all
our
right.
people,
well,
I
Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I've got your line live. How are you tonight? Elizabeth, can you hear me? Funny thing. I just Elizabeth, are you there? Let me try this. Hi, this is David Clark. Who is this?
This is Trish.
Is this
sorry.
Elizabeth? No problem. Glad to connect with you. We've got a lot of callers on the line tonight that are anxious to talk to you.
No, this is not Elizabeth.
Oh, is this Trish?
It is.
Okay, Trish. Well, it's good to have you call in. We're trying to connect with Elizabeth, and we're having some problems with that. So I'm just going to check out who these other callers are, but I did just make contact with her, and you're in the queue.
Okay.
Okay. And hang in there, folks. I'm searching for Elizabeth. Okay. Let's see. Area code 402. Who am I speaking with, please?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Good.
Well, you're in the queue. I'm searching for Elizabeth, so hang in there, and we'll get to you.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Okay. Elizabeth, can you hear me? Okay, let's try this again. Elizabeth, can you hear me? Okay. I'm going to put Diana back on the line and try Elizabeth again through her cell phone number, and let's see if that will work. Diana?
Yes?
Hello again. Would you carry the ball again for a moment?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We're having some problems connecting. The number that she said she was calling in on is remaining unresponsive, so I'm going to the line over and call her, and I put the reins in your hands once again.
Okay. Okay, I think we were talking about Archangel Michael, who this tonight wants you to know that you're safe. That Archangel Michael is protecting you against lower energies. If you ask, that I left out. You must talk to the angels and ask because you have free will. So
don't ask that you go around OCD worrying about, they said this on the news, this is so bad. That's all you can think about is how bad that is. He's not going to help because you didn't ask.
So you have to talk to angels. Archangel Michael, you said you were protecting them
against lower energies. I'm asking for your help against lower energy and then say what it is that's worrying you. Write it down on a card.
Change what you've been saying to yourself to a positive message. And then when you start OCDing about something that's bad over and over and over again, pick up your card and start reading your positive message over and over and over again. And do this every single time you go to that OCD bad thought. And ask Archangel Michael to help you. Because Archangel Michael says that he's guiding you against lower energies and guarding you and your loved ones in your home. So if you have questions about loved ones and homes, also talk to the angels about it. So we'll see if David's not back on. I can draw another card. Healthy lifestyle. This one's good for everybody. And Raphael, who's also there when you need healing and when you need to be with somebody that's healing, is there when you need to learn how to live a healthy lifestyle. You can call upon Archangel Raphael to help you eat healthy and help you make healthy choices. I go a little bit farther because I was a nurse for 32 years, and I was, when I handed out medicine there towards the end, all I knew is I had to wave my hand and ask the angels to change this medicine to a substance that person needed. Because that's one of the reasons I quit nursing, for giving the dangerous medicine. So I believe you can wave your hands around your food and ask Raphael to help you change the composition to add every nutrient you need in this food you were about to put in your mouth. And then do whatever regular prayers you do. Because some people really are good about praying for food, over their food. And then get adequate sleep and exercise for your regular optimum health. But ask Archangel Raphael to help you. Help you, and this card says, help you eat a healthy diet. I asked them, like I told you, to turn what I'm eating into healthy, because there's so much we're eating now. You don't know where it came from or if it's really what it says it is. So do you just believe it's going to be what you change it to be and what Archangel Raphael puts in there for you to help you be nutritious? I even do that if I eat a piece of pizza or drink a soda. And I know all that stuff is bad, is bad, is bad. But I still ask them to put all the nutrients I need in it before I put it in my mouth, because I believe. I'm a very high vibrational believer. I believe in instant healing, too, which a lot of people don't. So along with passion with Haniel, to trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career, also invoke Haniel to help you get passion. If you're wondering if this is the right person, and they tell you no after you ask them, don't run after them, because you're going to have a really tough life lesson to learn. You can avoid that now. You can skip over settling to finding what is your best, your highest best, by talking with the angel. And Haniel wants to help you when you're finding.
Hey, Diana, it's David again.
You got her?
I think we have a conference call connection with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you there?
Good. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can.
Yay.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Diana. Really appreciate your help tonight. And thank you, all you patient callers, for staying on the line. And we'll try to get to as many of you as possible. But I wanted to talk to Elizabeth first about her gifts and when she first recognized them and what that was like for her. So, Elizabeth, you're on.
Well, thanks, David, and thanks for waiting. I'm sorry. I think we get this idea that we both do radio, and so it'll just go smoothly. It'll all happen. And thanks, Diana. Diana's one of my Facebook friends, and she's really I ditto on the lovely person and over and above being an intuitive. And thank you so much, Diana, for that. So I don't know. I was a psychic from a young age, but I had a skeptical mother, and my grandparents were the ones who tried to get my parents to address it, and they didn't. And I ended up going through the things that kids go through when they're psychic, where you see ghosts and you see spirits and you have some telekinetic things that happen. And I even had aliens in that picture as well. And then I had other kids at school coming to me for advice all the time, and I wasn't sure why, but word got around that I somehow just knew what was going on, and I didn't know why, because I had a mother who wouldn't address any of, you know, she was very, very skeptical. There wasn't any soul, there wasn't any spirit. We were all just going to be dust, and it was negatively presented if you believed in that. You are a magical thinker. And that my dad was a science teacher and a scientist, and he knew about psychic ability because he had it, but he felt afraid in the household to, and in life, to say anything about it. So it was really, my situation was growing up with something that I had that was not addressed. But, you know, I could take any test in school and pass it, whether or not I studied, and not just pass it, like ace it, A-plus it. And it was frustrating for other kids because I always blew the curve, and I wouldn't study. It was, oh, that's obvious, that's obvious, that's obvious. You know, that sort of graceful sort of the fool card when you pull out innocence and you're just sort of innocently going around being psychic. So and I did see ghosts, and I think the very first experience I had was, I grew up in a big neighborhood where I was the youngest child in the entire neighborhood, and the older kids all decided to have a séance in the neighbor's cider house when I must have been 6 or 7. Maybe even 5, but I think I was 6 or 7. And so we were in the cider house, and it was at dusk, just, and the sun was, it was getting darker and darker, and they decided to have the seance. And, of course, it's just kids playing. Nobody knows how to have a seance. And I'm the youngest one, and everybody has their eyes closed, and they're sitting in a circle, and they're calling any spirits who want to come forth. And this orb comes into the room, and it goes around the circle and parks itself in front of my sister's face, and they all have their eyes closed so they don't see the orb. And then my sister opens her eyes, and she sees it for a second, and then she shuts her eyes really tight, like, I don't want to see that, I don't want to see that. So again, it wasn't addressed, but it was a fun seance. You know, so I had kind of a normal childhood in that, you know, what I could do wasn't really addressed, but we did silly things like go out and tell ghost stories, and we did have ghosts in our house, and my dad was really the one who was into the ghosts. My mom would poo-poo it all, but, real young. And then when I got into my 20s, I had a lot of things happen with aliens, and then I really needed to heal. And so I ended up taking a Reiki class because I had developed chronic fatigue syndrome from too many paranormal experiences of a slightly more physical than usual kind. And I was doing research at Harvard with Dr. John Mack into this, and it got difficult. There was a lot of pushback. Dr. Mack decided to do media, so I did media. I talked at MIT. I was in school. I was working. I was doing the research at the same time. I don't think Dr. Mack really thought about the energetic pushback when you start talking about people being abducted by aliens or having contact with aliens that you will get. But energetically, it was like being at war. And I was quickly, well, over the course of a couple of years, becoming a casualty of this energetic war of no, 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 we don't want to hear about that. And you keep telling us, and how dare you. And so I got very sick, and I took a Reiki class, and then I just sort of, and that's physical mediumship. That's mediumship with healing energy. And that was that was a duck to water for me. That was the best thing. And immediately I could see, when I was working on people, I could see their family members in spirit, and they would come and they would tell me things that they would want their loved ones to know about their health and about their relationships, which were, was affecting their health. And so my first Reiki practice was really a spirit mediumship Reiki practice, and then I also could hear animals and feel what animals were feeling, and work with their guides. And in my worldview, or how I work, all animals have angels and guides that have other information about their situation. So that was in, I was 27 at the time, and it's not quite a quarter century, but that was 1994. So that's kind of how I got started out, was really, I really love to do Reiki, so I did it all the time, every opportunity, and in that was spirit mediumship. But then I took a spirit mediumship, traditional spirit mediumship class at the Air Institute at the First Spiritualist Temple in Boston or Brookline, and that introduced me to how people would really sit for others and give evidence. I'm not a heavy-duty trance medium. I don't like to have spirits take over my body. I don't think I'll ever become a physical medium, simply because, you know, somebody who does apportations or who manifests things, I simply don't want to take that kind of toll on my body. But I do love to do healing work. So.
Well, it sounds like an amazing life, Elizabeth, really, and I see you as being somewhat of a survivor from not being understood as a child for what was going on with you. That had to have been confusing for you, but it sounds like you have remained amazingly intact, and thank you for sharing your spiritual journey with us.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, and I'd love to read for anybody I am just getting over the flu, so if we can keep it simple and keep it short, that would be wonderful for me, for each person.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's keep that in mind, folks. So, you know, do you want them to ask you a question, or do you just do a cold reading on them?
Let's see what comes up. They can ask a question. Most of the time, I will get somebody telling me what Spirit wants them to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes Spirit will just step back and say, let them ask their question.
Okay.
And if you're testing, and I know you guys on the show, you're not testers. You're not like, I'm going to see if you're really real. Because there are people who do that, and it just sort of backs up the energy, and it's like, no, really, ask me a question, because now you're just being... Now you're just putting up a wall.
Yeah.
If you really want something answered, call. You know?
Right.
If you're sincere, then we'll get it.
There you go. Well,
you ask,
we have more callers than we're going to be able to get to. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to the ones that I spoke with before the show. That's about 7 or 8, and that may be pushing it. But, folks, bear in mind that Elizabeth is slightly challenged tonight, and so you're just going to get very brief readings. And if you want a more extensive reading, or if you don't get a chance to speak with her tonight, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
They can go on my website, elizabethanglin.com, and I'm going to offer everybody who doesn't get a reading tonight 25% off. Just say that you were on Different Strokes for Different Folks and you heard me, and this will be for the next few days, for the next week. If you call in afterward and you listened in the archives and you're going to try it, forget it, because after Saturday that's not going to happen. But I'll give you a 25% off, and I will do short readings if you need a short reading. And I ask you to be kind about the timing, because I'm overly generous once I get into trance. And so, you know, I worry more about me keeping going instead of if somebody says, and what about this and what about that? So I appreciate your consciousness for me once I get into trance for you.
And I'll
say,
make
okay,
sure, I'll make sure that the people just ask one question if that's the route they choose to go. And
okay.
We'll try to kind of, you know, have a little bit of control from this side of the board. So anyhow, the first caller is Kathy, who's been patiently waiting. And Kathy, you're live on the air with Elizabeth. And by the way, Anglin is spelled A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy. So when she mentioned her website, that's how you spell Anglin. Kathy, you're live.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you, Kathy?
Great. I would like to connect either with my cat or bird.
Okay. What's your kitty cat's name?
Princess.
Princess. Okay. Hold on. Oh. Yeah, are you guys, princesses, it's warm. I'm warm. I've been very warm lately. She's been very hot for her.
Hmm.
And so she's, and I'm saying she's a princess because normally when I always connect with the intention of what can we do for you? How can we make you happy? Her only complaint is that it's been, she's been feeling warm and she's been feeling a little bit of breathing issue, but she's purring. So I think she's just mainly happy that you're connecting. So I get complaints because that's how I start off. I start off with, you know, what do you need? What do you want? But I feel purring in there too, so there's a happiness. Hold on. What do you want to know from her? What do you want to ask her?
I just want to know if she's around me since she transitioned last year on the other side.
Oh, well, then she's been, has it been warm where you are? Because she's, and did she go?
Very warm,
did she
very
go,
hot.
Because maybe, okay. Well, she's not showing me herself on the other side. She's showing me herself in the center of the bed, complaining about the heat.
Wow.
So,
I don't think she came back as my my new cat, did she?
Well, I don't know if I'm putting this on here. Is your new cat white with black?
No. But Princess was white.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No, she's showing me as herself. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, she's mostly white, and I saw just like... So, no, she's... But let's see. No, she just... she's around. She's in the house. And
I thought she might
too
be.
Hot. So...
She's funny.
So I think your message from Spirit is get some better air conditioning, you know, because, yeah, she's...
Well, it's warm upstairs, I know. All right, I'll tell my husband we need to put the window unit in because she's too hot.
She doesn't like the heat, and she doesn't think it's good for breathing, but, and so maybe it's one of your breathings or the other cat's breathing, but she is, you must be her heaven. I don't see her, I'm asking her what her intentions are, and she's like, why would I go anywhere else? So, I get the sense that she had her time in Spirit and got to come back because you are like heaven for her.
Aw,
so
that's nice.
There's no problem.
Okay, great. Thank you.
She's fine.
Well, Kathy, thank you for calling. That's a beautiful reading, Elizabeth.
Thank
Kathy,
you,
have a good night.
You.
God
you too.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here. That was amazing. That gave me chills. Our next caller is Karen. And Karen, you're live on the air with Elizabeth. Say hello.
Oh, hello. Hi, Elizabeth. My question is, I'm searching for work right now, and I'm wondering if you see a job on the way or any unexpected money to pay the bills.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hold on. Um, Do you do any crafty stuff? Can you make earrings or make any sort of art items? Because the reason I'm getting at it. Okay. And what I would, if you have some extra money, you might want to check into getting some earring findings and looking and getting an Etsy shop and selling like earrings and pendants that you can make, because you're going to need in the next 2 months to do something that is easy, but you can do it for somebody else. Hold on 1 second. What did you want to do for work? Let me look at it that way, because I just have a block. What are you looking for?
I have a friend that wants me to be a correspondent as a part-time reporter, like a stringer position. And they would pay me like what you're talking about, like in pieces like that.
Okay, so freelance. Pieces.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Piecework.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Piecework is good for you right now. And can you edit? Because you can.
A little bit.
What you want to do is
look
at how you could. Okay. You want to look at how you can expand your piecework, and that's P-I-E-C-E for everybody. Because if it's making, you know, I live in an artist colony and everybody does piecework. That's how we get by.
Okay.
I mean, I do readings mainly. That's how I get by. But everybody else does piecework of one kind or another. And so, like, the making of the earrings, I know so many artists who that's what they're doing to make extra money, or they're making something, and then they're selling it on Etsy or they're selling it in a gallery. But that's your art would be writing. But if you have something else that you can do, then do that. I get you needing to stay around home. Do you need to stay around home?
No, I can go to other suburbs or other towns. I don't have a car, but I can take public transportation.
Okay, good. Yeah, then, but it's better for you at home, because I was thinking of other kinds of piecework you could do outside of the house. But whatever it is that you can do at home, that's good. So in the next 2 months, I think that the correspondent thing may come through. But look for other things and ask Spirit for help. And Diana was talking about angels, and I think the angels apply to you specifically in this case, where if you can get an angel candle. Have you ever heard of an angel candle?
No. No.
It's just a white candle. It's a white candle. Put it someplace where it won't get knocked over. I usually get the white novena candles, and I light them, and I invoke angelic. I ask the angels for help. And so for your situation, you want to ask the angels for help to get some more energy in, and then ask for guidance and help at the same time.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, best wishes to you, Karen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
all right. Well, our next caller is Nancy. And I'm trying to bring her live. There she is. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Say hello to Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Nancy. Good.
Good.
What's up?
I'm wondering if you could connect with my dog.
Okay. Dog in spirit? Because sometimes I do both, so just let me know if they're in spirit. Dog and spirit, which and name will help me
here.
Since we're going quick.
Oh,
he's
Eddie.
Here. Oh, he's there. Okay, what's his name?
Eddie.
Okay. I'm sorry. He's cute. He's really cute.
He is. He is cute.
What do you want? Yeah, he's my favorite kind of dog. Like, if I had your dog, I'd be like, you're funny. You're silly.
Yeah.
That's what I say to my dog all the time, because he is funny and he is silly. What do you want to know from Eddie about anything?
Just what can I do to make him happy?
Happier. Okay.
Or what? Yeah.
Oh, he is so silly. He's got some, so he's got a little bit of back issue, a spinal issue. I don't know if you have a, if you have any access to either a vet acupuncture or chiropractor, but roughly analogous to where our lumbar four is.
Okay.
He has a spine owl column out, and he's got a lot of itchies on, around his anal area. So I see him doing the, you know, like the wipe your butt on the floor move, which nobody likes.
Yeah.
Like he wishes he could do that. You know, like it would be, he would like that to be okay to do because he's itchy. So I don't know if you have had him, I can't tell if it's in the skin, if it's some, if it's something that's in the skin or if it's an, if he needs like an anal gland thing, but he is itchy
okay.
back there. But the more concerning thing health-wise would be over time for him to be able to keep his locomotion is to really get someone to look at his spine and make sure that all the nerves are working from that lumbar four down. Because lumbar three, lumbar four, lumbar two, you can sometimes also end up, as you get to be older, if there's a subluxation there, you can end up with incontinence. And you wouldn't.
Okay.
And dogs, when they get incontinent, they also sometimes can't walk. So,
okay.
But he's happy, except for, you know, it not being okay to rub his butt on the floor. He's pretty happy.
Well, I'm glad he's not doing that.
He says.
So.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I'm going to tell him it's still not okay. It's not okay.
Thank you.
All right. He's a good dog. Yep. All
okay.
right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a fun reading. Our next caller is Wendy. And, Wendy, you're live on the air with Elizabeth. Say hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Wonderful to meet you.
Hi, Wendy. Nice to meet you. How can I, what can I look at for you?
Well, I'm really interested in when I'll be securing permanent employment. I'm doing everything I should, you know, applying, et cetera.
You're doing the right things in the exterior world. You have some abundance blocks and energy blocks inside of you. And so the interior work, you can either just tell me for the sake of time what you've been doing energetically, or I can tell you some things that are coming to me that can help it move it along. Which way do you want to go about that?
Well, I have,
have you
my resume, and I
okay.
Sometimes I target my resume according to keywords of the job description, and I also submit a letter of interest, and I go into Indeed.com, CareerBuilder, Monster, and many other sites daily. And so,
okay. Yeah, okay, that's all good. The two things that Spirit would say is you've targeted your resume for keywords, but they actually want you to have a resume that's got you giving yourself credit for everything that makes sense in a resume. And then when they're talking about energetic work, you have some blocks energetically yourself for your job coming to you, and there's some anger, frustration, and rage, and there's some unworthy that's coming through. So there are some things I want you to say as you're doing this process, some energy work that I want you to do for yourself that's coming through for
mm-hmm.
you to do to help move the process around along. Do you have a pen
mm-hmm.
and a piece of paper? Okay. Oh, and the other thing is, they you
okay.
take a moment and get a pen and paper.
I'm ready. I've got it.
Okay. You've got it. Okay, so the first thing they want you to say is, I deeply and profoundly love myself and I allow myself to be. Have you got that written down yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I
the next thing is, I am worthy. and I allow myself to be.
Okay.
I am worthy and deserving. Okay, the next thing is I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing.
Okay.
And then the next thing is there's some anger, frustration, and rage over being unemployed in the whole state. So what you want to say is, I willingly release all anger, frustration, and rage. I move it from the manifest to the unmanifest, from particle to wave.
From particle to what?
Wave, like, you know, waves and particles, like waveform,
okay.
Wave in the ocean.
Okay, I willingly release all frustration and rage.
Anger, frustration, and rage. Three things, anger, frustration, and rage. They're all the same side of an energy. Yeah.
Right.
You say, I move it from the manifest to the unmanifest. Particle to wave.
Okay.
So you just, if you're, and when you say that, you can visualize any, you want to, so all of these things, the first one's the most important. Say that at least 2 minutes for three times a day, 2 minutes at a time. The next one, you could say for 5 minutes. And then this one is, you really want to get in touch with your frustration and let it go. So like when you say it, I willingly release all anger, frustration, and rage, you want to breathe into your body and find anywhere that you have any anger, frustration, and rage so you can bring it up and let it go. And then visualize it just becoming, moving out of you and becoming nothing, just neutral wave energy. It doesn't manifest as anything. And then they're also, they want you to look into affirmations, which are asking the universe question. And one of the questions is, why is it so easy for me to find a great job? And then you let the universe fill in the blank. Why is it so easy for me to find a job I really enjoy with people I like who like me? So you want to say your affirmations for your job as affirmations, which are questions. You know, write down what you want in your next job. And then ask the universe why it's so easy to have that and why it comes to you so quickly and easily, and let the universe fill in the blank. And then after you've done that, they want you to go out. They want you to go out to your local area and show up in person with your resume, because once your energy is cleaned out, when people meet you, they will like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing, do you do small office management work? Have you ever done small office management work, like a doctor's, dentist?
No. I have 18 years call center experience. 15 of that has been medical insurance. So I could see me getting another call center job, maybe even in banking or medical insurance. Or maybe even be the lady behind the counter at a hospital accepting your copay.
I could see you working at a small doctor's office doing the same thing, working for the doctor and getting paid more to do it than the call. So that's why they're saying go out to the smaller offices after you've done your energy work around this over the next 10 days and go out and take your resume around and say, are you looking for anyone? This is my experience. And they tend to hire younger, although out here in Albuquerque where they hire whatever age, but this is more of a family situation, and there's more of a it becomes more secure, because if you do a good job for them, they don't want to lose you.
Right.
And so there's that kind kind of feeling. So they're showing me you going to like a doctor's or a dentist. But if you do insurance, it must be a doctor's. So.
Okay.
And I think we Wendy, I think we'd better move on, hon.
Okay. I just needed to know about when it's getting worse.
Okay.
You know, if you do this work that we just talked about, it could be any time from October 13th into September 13th, but you want to do the energy work, and you want to be brave enough to go take yourself physically out and meet people in the smaller, just try it. Try the smaller office route, okay?
Okay.
There's nothing to lose
Thank
if it's
you.
Not right for you. Just try it, okay? All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. Sorry to jump
Thank
in
you.
There, but I was cognizant of the time, and I don't know how your energy is holding out, Elizabeth.
It's actually getting stronger. So, yeah, when we can go quickly. Yeah, it's actually getting stronger. So
beautiful.
You guys are great
okay.
to read for.
Well, just to let you know, there are four more people that I actually talked to before the show. Do you think you can do that many?
Yeah, because we did, what, how many, like five and 20?
We've done five or six so far. We have a lot more than that on the line, but let's see how your energy is. And just let me know if you feel, you know, after a call, let me know if you feel like you're starting to ebb out. So our next caller is Karen. And Karen, you're live on the
Hi.
Air with Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm in New Mexico also, so.
Hey, New Mexico people.
Yes.
I love to read for New
yes.
Mexico people. We're the best.
I've been through Madrid purposefully,
question?
And OnStar led me there one time by mistake, so I know where you're at. Today
okay.
is the 8th anniversary of my husband's death, and we've had a lot of contact with him. But I would like to know if he has anything to say to me or the kids, and I will pass the recording on to them.
Okay, what is his first name, just to help me target more quickly?
Rodney.
Okay, hold on. All right, this is a little, he's concerned about you. He's not really concerned about the kids terribly. He's like, yeah, they're all right. But you, there are two things. One is your health. The other is moving on, moving forward. And I don't know what you've done to move on because I'm not looking at you. But he wants to address both of them. Do you have arthritis or joint issues? Because if you don't have them,
no.
with what you've been doing, you're going to start developing them. So he wants you to start taking care of your bones and your joints.
Okay.
But the other is moving on. Have you moved on? And he's kind of saying she hasn't really moved on. He wants you to.
I don't know why
you like,
would say that. You know, I've dated, and I'm definitely interested in getting, you know, in a relationship again. Absolutely.
Okay. It's got to be energetically, but let me ask him. Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't married anybody.
Haven't found anyone that I wanted to marry, but I still would like to do that.
Are you in Las Cruces? Where are you?
I'm north of Taos.
You're north of Taos. So have you been thinking about moving south?
Well, my job ends in a couple months or so, and I'm starting to put my name out there. So I'm kind of looking in the whole area. One thing I basically haven't moved on is I have some land in Utah I'd like to be closer to. It's a pretty mystical place. I definitely haven't moved on from that, you know.
No, this is about you and relationships. So it sums it up. The fact that your job is ending, this makes a lot more sense. He was showing me you having a move, and that move brings you into contact with different guys. And if you have an opportunity to leave north of Taos and go south, in New Mexico, and I thought it was Las Cruces, but it could be anything that is, it's what he showed me a line that was to the south, southeast, and he pointed in that direction, and he was like, move. And then also in connection with that is a marriage and 2 years with a lot of gold light around it. And so be ready and willing to move if you find a good job to the south, southeast of where you're at. I thought it was as far south as Las Cruces, but you'll know once you get in the process. And there's nothing wrong with Utah, but the guy that he wants you to have has to enjoy it as much as you do, and he's got somebody in mind for that. He really wants you to have love again because it's good for you and because it preserves you in the physical world. And so that's his main concern for you, is to have a real love again, a true love again. And part of it tells that where you're living is stagnating in terms of that.
Oh yeah, it's ending. It's ending as far as work. I would not be staying here at all.
There's, yeah. So
I'm in a little
so
town.
Yeah. Look south, look as far south as Las Cruces or that nice little town to the east of Las Cruces. You'll know when you start looking. But he's going to be involved with this because he's really interested in getting you to your next love, and he wants to have that happen within the next 2 years. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And your kids, he has nothing to say. He's more concerned with you. But, you know, this is a shorty, so. And he's waving.
Okay.
He's waving. Like, bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling, Karen.
All right, thank you.
Best wishes to you with everything, hon.
Thank you.
God bless. I have to apologize to Stacy. I passed over her, and Stacy, I'm coming to you now. Stacy, you're live.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Stacy.
Hi, hello. I was wondering, do you see, I'm in the process of looking for employment, do you see me being employed soon, please?
Stacy, you have a lot of things that you can do. What are you looking for? Or are you kind of like me, do you get scattered because you're not sure what you should be looking for? Because you can
kinda
do so many things.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, all I have to say is decide what it is that you really want to do, and then go start putting your resume in those places, because you're one of these Renaissance souls that has a lot of capabilities, and this life learning for you is a life learning. Like everything you do is something that you learn. Have you thought about working at a university?
No, I've thought about going back to school.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting. Go to a university that has so you don't have to get student loans. Go to a school or a university that will train you if you work for them, or that will give you so many free hours of education. And I'm talking a good university, because you're smart. You're an old soul. And, you know, you might not have worked hard in the past. Doesn't really matter. You're an old soul. You pick up on things. And this is a life learning for you. You're bringing all your other lifetimes together. And so you want to make those connections by reading about history, reading about the past, reading about all sorts of different things. So university is where I'd say it's at for you, and going back to school.
Oh,
but
okay.
Don't get into debt. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know also well. Yes.
Okay. So if there's a school around or something that you can work at and then get some training, that would be ideal. And it's just a matter of you going. You've got so much heart energy. People feel it. And you've got so much ability to do whatever you're set to. It's just a matter of picking which thing and going out there and showing up and saying, I want this. Anytime in the next 2 months, anytime between now, the latest would be November 1st, but you got to get out there and you have to, A, make a decision, and B, show up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
okay.
for
thanks,
Stacy. Thanks for uh-huh. hanging in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to go to Diana next, and she was kind enough to man the phone line, so to speak, for a while. Diana, I'm trying to bring you live. There you are.
Diana! Hi!
Now my dog's going to bark.
I lived in Albuquerque for 7 years. That was a great place. Hi. Oh, your dog is saying hi to me. Hello, doggy.
Hey, Wyatt, come on, honey. It's so funny.
Other people,
it's like,
when I
okay,
talk to people, their dogs always have to say something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he should stop. What's then, Diana? What's up?
I like the medium part, so maybe if you need a person, you can try Uncle Harry or Dad. They usually come in a pair. They're goofy.
Okay. What was the name of the first one?
Uncle Harry.
Harry? Uncle Harry? Okay. Yeah, they're goofy. So he's reminding me of my uncles who were really tall. But he's doing the Three Stooges things because you said goofy, but he's also doing the like the pokey in the eyes,
oh,
like
okay.
I'm watching you, but it's like not I'm watching you with the two fingers.
There's a third one.
There's a third one. Okay, so I've got Three Stooges.
Sure.
Did Uncle Harry die of the heart attack?
I think they all had a heart problem. Yeah, they all had a heart problem, but Uncle Harry was a little different. I was with him. He was the latest one that died, 2009. The others
okay.
have been dead for a while.
Okay. Yeah, he's the one who shows up most.
Nobody's really dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got spirit. I don't know if he had green eyes, but he has bright eyes and spirit. They're like, choo! Bright eyes looking at me.
He's done a lot because we talked about death as he was dying. And he's done a lot to get to be guide status. He's with me as far as I know. That's him. Because I can hear him. He's the only one I can hear his voice. I wish I could hear other people's voices. So if he has anything to say about the trip or we're going to get inside out of the heat or what's going to happen, does he have anything to say about being on the road in the van?
He's funny. Well, just before you started talking, he was like, "Oh, he says, yeah, I have a big energy, so I'm protecting her, and I protect her when she travels. So you want to listen for him because he is protecting you while you travel. And he says you want to watch out. You're going to come across some drivers of semi trucks who are really at, especially during the mornings. These guys should have stopped for the night, and they haven't. So he's like, if you're passing semi-trucks, watch that they're not wobbling, especially if you're out in the morning. In terms of being hot, hold on.
Yeah.
It's just hot. Unless you want to go up in the mountains, it's going to be hot. That's just, you know, you take breaks. Look for likely places to take breaks where you can get cool under tall trees. Mountains, that sort of thing. I'm not sure where you're going. Yeah.
That's what we
he says
do.
That, he says that's your best bet. Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'm not going to die out here in the heat. I've been looking for a room, but
no,
most people are jokers. Jokers are liars. So far, I haven't found a legitimate person that's not asking for $1,200 for a skanky room. I wish I was in Albuquerque, actually. I really loved Albuquerque.
That's crazy. No, come to Santa Fe. You can get a good hotel room for $60. I know where. Watch the trucks in the morning. That's the main thing.
Well,
okay.
And I do think about that whenever I see a truck, too. My van kind of wobbles a little bit when there's a current. So I can just see me not going through the mountains right now in this van. I'm probably going to have to get it checked out before I do that.
Yeah.
If you saw what I was living in, now the inside's good. They took good care of it. It was old people. But the outside of it, it's a 2004, the sun burns. And, of course, you know, the engine is old. But, yeah, I know he's with me, and I know about the trucks passing, blowing me around. I have gone off into the bump, the line that you shouldn't be on. And I'll tell him it's his fault. See what you did? You're not driving properly. But he's the only one I don't kick out.
You think?
I kick others out who are here for the ride. Because when they do things like throw things at me or drop things and they roll into the van, I'll go, out, you're out of my energy, you're out of my ride. You can reapply next week. But Uncle Harry never gets kicked out. Well, okay.
Thank you. It was good talking to you. I'm glad he told you about the travel.
Thanks, Diana. You take care, hon.
Thank you, David.
All right. God bless. We have one more caller that I talked to before the show. There's a lot on the line, and we're not going to be able to get to all of you folks. We're probably coming toward the end here, but Elizabeth has generously agreed, for those of you who didn't hear before, to give a 25% discount off a reading if you call in, if you connect with her this week at her website, which is elizabethanglin.com. ANGLIN.com. And so let me go to Yvonne, who has been waiting for a long time. And Yvonne, you're live on the air.
Thank you, David. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Yvonne.
Okay, I'll make it short and quick. I'd like to connect with my spirit guide to see what kind of message they have for me.
Okay. Hold on. So, Yvonne, you've been mining for your strength. This is how they're gonna. I'm gonna put it in this way. What they're showing me. So, this is my interpretation of being shown a picture of you. So you know.
Okay.
You've been mining for your strength, which is gentleness, non-judgment, open-mindedness, compassion, and also the ability to connect with some of your former lifetimes when you were nothing like, you didn't get born into a situation that is anything like your situation now. And the main thing that you've been coming up against in terms of blocking that mining, the hardest rock as you mine for that strength of gentleness and that strength of compassion is judgment. And it's been judgment from people in your community, people in your milieu, people in your lifetime, that somehow, you know, there is this real clinging to the illusion that you will be judged in spirit. Okay. And it's not you that's clinging to it. You're trying to get past it. You're trying to really embrace the Lord or the spirit that is compassionate and non-judgmental and for everyone and always loving and always present and always compassionate. And because that's what you resonate with naturally as your own person. And so what they want you to do, the message for you is to look at where your judgments are against yourself and whether or not they're really your judgments or somebody else's that are put on you, and to say, even though I have been judged by so-and-so or whatever as such-and-such, I deeply and profoundly love myself and allow myself to be. Even though I have judged myself as this, I deeply and profoundly love myself and allow myself to be. So whether it's somebody else has judged you or you have judged you, but if you were a near-death experiencer, I'm not sure if you are or if you aren't because they're not showing me that, but if you were a near-death experiencer, you would know that the reality of our situation is that we are all love, we are all infinitely and eternally loved, in that we are all okay, and that this idea of spiritual judgment is part of the illusion, and it does us tremendous harm. And we don't become ourselves in the body until we let go of it. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yes, you hit it right on the nail, spot on. Yes. I've been trying to raise my vibrations and everything, but I get so distracted by, you know, like outside forces and politics and everything. So, yeah, I love that. I love your message. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're a beautiful, gentle soul, and I'm honored to read for you. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm so honored.
Thank you. Thank you, David and Elizabeth. Blessings.
You're welcome, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, Elizabeth, here's where we stand. A lot of callers dropped off the line. We have one caller that's been on the line for 58 minutes, and then there's
let's do it.
Okay, and then there are three other callers besides that. So you tell me what you want to do.
I think I have enough energy for one, and
okay.
I'm sorry to the other three, but the one that's been on for about an hour, let's talk to them.
Okay, very good. We're going to area code 858, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
My name is Anne. Thank you so much, David, and thank you so much, Elizabeth, to take my phone call.
You're welcome, Anne.
You're welcome. What's your question?
My question, I'm trying to find a life partner, possible or a marriage or serious, you know, relationship that will be like a life partnership, not just dating. And things just didn't work out. Either not enough chemistry or people are married.
Yeah. Okay. I'm seeing a geographic move for you in terms of finding this life partner. And I don't sometimes get a sense of place or time, but my sense is that you're to the west and that this finding this partner would be moving to the east, or the partner is in the east. And I'm seeing the Pennsylvania, West Virginia area, which may be far east of you. You'll have to tell me whether that makes sense or not. I'm not sure if this person is going to be the same religion of original religion that your family was. What are you, Christian? Are you Jewish? What are you?
I'm Christian.
Yeah.
And my ex is Jewish.
Okay. You still resonate with Jewish? A Jewish man
Christian,
on the East Coast.
I say Christian, but to me it does make a difference. I appreciate any religion.
Yes, okay. So you're resonating with somebody who is Jewish and somebody who is living in roughly, okay, I'm seeing West Virginia, but that may be, I think this guy is actually in the greater Philadelphia area. Not as far south as Baltimore, but he could be north of Philadelphia or slightly northwest of Philadelphia. But he appears to be Jewish, and you may need to move in order to have this relationship happen. I'll try to get a timeline on it. Do you have friends who are married who have friends that they work with that aren't in the local area? Because it may be that he comes through for a friend of a friend. I don't see him necessarily on Match.com, but he would be more likely somebody, you know, I hate to say this because I've always found the eHarmony guys are even nuttier than the Match.com guys, but it may be that he's a referral through a husband of a friend or a male friend, but he's not somebody who lives near you. So it's going to take some doing, but he's smart, he's positive, he's steady, and he's got dark hair, dark brown hair, or he did, but I think he still does. And he is solid. He's solid as a rock, and he's Jewish.
That's really strange because
I
never looked into the, I live in California for the last 30 almost years. I never looked, I never been to Philadelphia. And my friends, they're either retired or they're happily married, and they say we know people who are married already. So I tried match.com, but honestly, I never looked so far away because, well, my mom is here, my daughter is here, and I was pretty much settled into this here.
And it may be, I mean, I'm thinking it's requiring a move, but it may be requiring a look in that different area. You know, look, there's no harm in looking. You don't have to settle for somebody just because of this conversation. You just throw it out there and say, okay, well, you said look over here, so I'm looking over here and see what happens.
Actually, I know
I always
believe
these
close to me in my area, maybe 15 miles, but he has a summer home in Michigan, and he spends July, August in Michigan. Is it possible that this is that person?
What's his first name, may I ask?
Robert.
Is he Jewish?
He is not Jewish, but his ex-wife is Jewish.
No, this guy is Jewish. This would be one of the split. Yeah, you're Christian, he's Jewish. But Robert's, I like Robert. Robert's okay. He's just not, he would be, this is such a girl conversation. He'd be somebody to date for a while, but he's not as solid. Like, there are people in the world who, when they know what they want, they know what they want, and they're very solid with it. Robert is very open, and he's interesting, and he's got passion, but I'm not sure. He tends sometimes to run on wanting passion versus wanting long-term love and the things that you do for long-term love. But I like him, but I don't think he's what I was looking at.
Yeah, let me tell you, I think that he has someone, and that he likes me, but he has someone. So he's not 100% available. So, but
he's not available. He may become available, but then he tends to, when the passion gets more difficult to sustain, he tends to drop a relationship more easily than this other guy that I was seeing, who once he knows what he wants, he commits to it. He's solid as a rock. So.
And this dude guy that you, how soon this happened? Because I'm not getting any younger, and it's getting very upset. But I meet this either unavailable guys and they like me, or we have, it's always something that doesn't work, and I don't know what else I can do.
Are you 53 yet?
Yes.
How old are you? You're 53? Then look this year.
I'm over 53. Yeah. I'm 56.
How? You're 56. Okay, he may be slightly younger than you. Look this year. Yeah, look now. You can get this. If you go outside the box, you'd get this done within the year, is what I'm hearing. Go outside your box. Go further afield.
So should I look
for
edge.com, or where do I need to look for him? My friends told me, you know,
That's all I've got. But they did say that there could be a friend of a friend. You know, they say their friends are married, but ask them again, because they'll say, oh, wait, no, I forgot about so-and-so. It's that kind of thing where you don't ask the woman, you ask the man. The man goes, well, there's so-and-so, but you got to tell them that you're looking outside the area, that you look anywhere in the U.S. And then it's going to be the friend of a husband of your friend's. and you'll have to re-put it to them that you're still looking and that you've widened your scope. So bring it up in conversation when you go out and talk to people in the next 3 months. Say, yeah, I've decided to widen my scope. I'm going to look further.
Then move it also. It was not in my plans. It's just too complicated. I have my mom who is disabled and she is here, and I visit her 3 times a week. I don't know. It's just geographical. It's not easy.
Well, you don't know what's going to happen. You have nothing to lose by looking into this. And that's the only thing I can tell you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to agree with it, but you don't have anything to lose if you follow the guidance. Okay?
Elizabeth, is there anything I can say or do to make things easier to find this partner? Because whatever I tried, unfortunately, I just didn't have much success.
Yeah, you want to stop saying that. You want to say, I willingly release all anger, frustration, and rage, which is frustration in this point. I'm worthy and deserving of love. I'm worthy and deserving of every good thing. And then you want to say, and then you want to ask the universe, why is it so easy for me to find the perfect man to love and marry? And then you also want to put down specifically what you want out of this man and then say, why is it so easy for him to come to me quickly and easily without any stress or trouble? And surprisingly, you know, whether or not he lives on the moon, if you start asking the universe why it's easy, it all of a sudden starts to become easy. And stop
so I need to
concentrating
ask the universe
on
the why it's not so easy for me, or how do I need to ask the universe?
No, why it is easy. You ask the question.
Oh.
It's an affirmation. Why is it so easy? And so instead of saying, why is it not so easy? Because that's what you've been asking. And the universe says, well, it's not so easy because of this, and it's not so easy because of that, and it's not so easy because of this, and I'll show you another way it's not easy, and here are 10 more ways it's not easy. But when you ask the universe as if it is easy, universe, why is it so easy for me to find a good man for me? Why is it so easy for this man to come to me quickly? And then also put down the other things that you want and say, why is it so easy for me to find somebody who does this, which is something I really like and enjoy? The universe will try to answer the question.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you follow that, Anne?
Yes, I am following. Thank you, Elizabeth. I'll try to ask. It's definitely
right.
Better to have close by, but
and
you,
I think we better let Elizabeth go now because she has not been feeling well and she's put in for an hour. But thank you for calling, Anne.
Oh, thank you so
much, Anne.
Elizabeth. I hope you feel better. Thank you.
May your dreams come true.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Easily and quickly.
Yes. God
exactly
bless.
What you want.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to say before I close?
I think I've just talked to a really beautiful group of people, and I want them all to know that they're beautiful souls and that they're loved and that they have value and don't be afraid if things are iffy right now. Because, you know, spirit will help you. The angels will help you head for the positive, and you'll get there. It's really nice, really wonderful to work with your group. Thank you so much for letting me do that.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you again. And I would love to have you back on the show again at some point in the future, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I would love to come back on.
Oh, beautiful. Well, heal well. You're already there. And I wish you a beautiful evening.
Thanks, David. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Okay, so once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.